Well, good morning. It is July 13th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be reading Joshua chapter 18 and 19. We are also going to be finishing the book of Psalms for the first time. We're going to be jumping back into Psalms later on in the year, but we're going to be doing Psalm 149 and 150, finishing out that book. We're going to start the book of Acts once again tomorrow. Jeremiah chapter 9 and then Matthew 23. So let's get into the Word today. Joshua chapter 18 and 19 today. Joshua 18. And the whole congregation of Israel assembled together at Shiloh, and set up the tabernacle and the congregation there. And the land was subdued before them, and there remained among the children of Israel seven tribes which had not yet received their inheritance. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, How long are ye slack to go to possess the land, which the Lord your God, the God of your fathers, hath given to you? Give out from among you three men for each tribe, and I will send them, and they shall rise and go through the land, and describe it according to the inheritance of them, and they shall come again to me. And they shall divide it into seven parts. Judah shall abide in their coasts on the south, and the house of Joseph shall abide in their coasts on the north. And ye shall therefore describe the land into seven parts, and bring the description hither to me, that I may cast lots for you here before the Lord your God. But the Levites have no part among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance. And Gad and Reuben and the half-tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond Jordan on the east, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave unto them. And the man arose and went away, and Joshua charged them that went to describe the land, saying, Go and walk through the land, and describe it, and come again to me, that I might hear. Cast lots for you before the Lord in Shiloh. And the men went and passed through the land, and described it by city into seven parts in the book, and gave again to Joshua to the host at Shiloh. And Joshua cast lots for them at Shiloh before the Lord, and there Joshua divided the land to the children of Israel according to their divisions. And the lot of the tribe of the children of Benjamin came up according to their families, and the coast of their lot came forth between the children of Judah and the children of Joseph, and their border on the north side from the Jordan, and the border on the upside of Jericho on the north side, and went up through the mountains westward, and going out thereof at the wilderness of Beth-Aven. And the border went over from thence towards Luz, to the side of Luz, which is in Beth-El, southward, and the border descended to Adaroth-Adar, near the hill that lieth on the south side of the nether Beth-Horon. And the border was drawn thence, and compassed the corner of the sea southward, from the hill that lieth before Beth-Horon southward, and the going out thereof was at Kiriath-Baal, which is in Kiriath-Jearim, and the city of the children of Judah. This was the west quarter. And the south quarter was from the end of Kiriath-Jearim, and the border went out to the west, and went out to the well of the waters at Nephotah. And the borders came down to the end of the mountain that lieth before the valley of the son of Hinnom, and which is in the valley of the giants on the north, and descended to the valley of Hinnom, to the side of Jebsusi on the south, and descended to En-Rogel, and was drawn from the north, and went forth to En-Shemesh, and went forth towards Gelioth, which is over against the going up of Adullim, and descended to the stone of Bohan, to the son of Reuben, and passed along towards the side over against Arabah northward, and went down unto Arabah. And the border passed along to the side of Beth-Hoglah northward, and the going on of the border were at the north bay of the Salt Sea, at the south end of the Jordan. This was the south coast. And Jordan was the border of it on the east side. This was the inheritance of the children of Benjamin by the coast thereof round about, according to their families. Now the cities of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, according to their families, were Jericho and Beth-Hoglah and the valley of Kaziz, and Beth-Araba and Zemaraim and Beth-El and Avim and Parah and Ophah and Chef-Haram and Ophni and Geba and 12 cities with their villages, Gibeon and Ramah and Beeroth and Mizpah and Chef-Pirah and Moza and Rechem and Irapel and Tarala and Zela and Eleph and Jebusi, and which is in Jerusalem, Gibeath and Kirath, 14 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, according to their families. Chapter 19. And the second lot came forth to Simeon, even for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families, and their inheritance was within the inheritance of the children of Judah. And they had in their inheritance Bathsheba and Sheba and Moladah and Hazar Shuel and Baalah and Azam and El Tolad and Beth Ual and Horma and Ziglag and Beth Marakaboth and Hazar Susa and Beth Lehiboth and Sharehuhen, 13 cities and their villages, Ayin, Remin, and Ether, and Ashan, 4 cities and their villages, and all the villages that were round about these cities to Beth Lahbir, Ramoth of the south. And this is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Simeon according to their families. And out of the portion of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon, for the part of the children of Judah was too much for them, and therefore the children of Simeon had their inheritance within the inheritance of them. And the third lot came up for the children of Zebulun according to their families, and the border of their inheritance was unto Sarid, and their border went up towards the sea, and Mahalah, and reached to Dabsheth, and reached to the river that is before Jokneam, and turned from Sarid eastward towards the sun rising unto the border of Chishloth Tabor, and then goeth out to Dabaroth, and goeth up to Japhiha, and from thence patheth on along the east to Gith Hakifriar, to If Hasakimzim, and goeth out to Rem Homethethor, to Neha, and the border compasseth it on the north side to Hananoth, and the outgoing thereof are to the valley of Jiphthael, then Kata, and Nahihel, and Shimron, and Idalah, and Bethlehem, and 12 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Zebulun, according to their families, these cities with their villages. And the fourth lot came out to Ishkar, for the children of Ishkar, according to their families, and the border was towards Jezreel, and Chathuloth, and Shenuam, and Hahiram, and Shihon, and Anarath, and Rabith, and Kishon, and Abez, and Remeth, and En-Gonim, and En-Hadah, and Beth-Paziz, and the coast reacheth to the Tabor, and Shahizamah, and Beth-Shemesh, and the outgoings of the border were at Jordan 16 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Ishkar, according to their families, the cities and their villages. And the fifth lot came out for the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families, and their border was Helkath, and Hali, and Bethem, and Aksaph, and Ahimelech, and Almad, and Mishael, and reaching to Carmel westward into Shimelath, and turning towards the sun rising to Beth Dagon, reaching to Zebulun into the valley of Jephthahel, towards the north side of Beth Amek and Neel, and going out to Kabul on the left hand, and Hebron, and Rehom, and Hamon, and Cana, even the great Zidon. And then the coast turneth to Ramah, and to the strong city Tyre, and to the coast turning to Hoshash, and going towards are the sea from the coast to Achzib, Uma also, and Upek, and Rehob, 22 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The sixth lot came out to the children of Naphtali, even for the children of Naphtali, according to their families. And their coast was from Heleph, from Alon, and Zabnaim, and Admai, and Nekeb, and Jabneel, and Lakum, and the outgoing thereof were at Jordan. And then the coast turneth westward to Asnoth Tabor, and goeth out from thence to Hukkab, and reacheth to Zebulun on the south side, and reacheth to Asher on the west side, and to Judah and Jordan towards the sun rising. And the fenced cities are Zikdim, Zur, Hamoth, Rakath, Chinnereth, and Adam, and Ramah, and Hazor, and Kedesh, and Ederei, and Enhazor, and Iron, and Migdal Horem, Beth-Naiath, and Beth-Shemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, according to their families, the cities and their villages. And the seventh lot came out for the children of the out of the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families. And the coast of their inheritance was Zorah, and Eshtaol, and Ir Shemesh, and Shabelim, and Ahijan, and Jemeth, and Elon, and Timanath, and Ekron, and Eltekah, and Gibbethon, and Bileth, and Jehud, and Beheb Barak, and Gath Ribon, and Mehjarak, and Rakon, and the border before Japho. And the coast of the children of Dan went out too little for them, before the children of Dan went up to fight against Lamech, and took it, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and possessed it, and dwelt therein, and called Lamech Dan, after the name of Dan their father. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, these cities with their villages. And when they had made an end of dividing the land for the inheritance by the coast, the children of Israel gave an inheritance to Joshua the son of Nun among them, according to the word of the Lord that they gave him, the city which he asked for, even Timnath-Rese'ah in Mount Ephraim, and he built the city and dwelt therein. And these are the inheritance which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel divided for an inheritance by lot in Shiloh before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And so they made an end of dividing the country. That was Joshua chapter 18 and 19. Let's finish the book of Psalms today. Psalm 149 and 150 this morning. Psalm 149. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, his praise in the congregation. His praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouths and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. Dishonor have all the saints. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 150, the last psalm of the book of Psalms. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise him with the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Well, that was the end of the book of Psalms. Largest book in the entire Bible. Good job. We will read through that one again. Jeremiah chapter 9. Let's move on over to our next reading today. Jeremiah 9. Oh, that my head were waters, and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughters of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go from them. For they be all adulterers and assembly of treacherous men, and they bend their tongues like a bow for lies. But they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, saith the Lord. Take ye heed every one of his neighbor, and trust ye not in any brother. For every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanderers. And they will deceive every one of his neighbors, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongues to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit iniquity. Thine habitation is in the midst of deceit, though deceit they refuse, through deceit they refuse to know me, saith the Lord. And therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will melt them and try them. For how shall I do for the daughters of my people? Their tongue is an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. One speaketh peaceably to his neighbor with the mouth, but in his heart he lieth in wait. Shall I not visit them for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? For the mountain will I take up weeping and wailing, and for the habitation of the wilderness a lamentation, because they are burned up, so that none can pass through them. Neither can men hear the voice of the cattle. Both the fowl of the heavens and the beast are fled. They are gone. And I will make Jerusalem heaps, then a den of dragons. And I will make the city of Judah desolate without an inhabitant. Who is the wise man that may understand? And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken, that he may declare it? For what the land perisheth and burned up like a wilderness that none passeth through. And the Lord saith, because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein, but have walked after the imaginations of their own heart, and after Balaam, which their fathers taught them. And therefore, thus saith the Lord host, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will feed them, even this people with wormwood, and will give them water of gall to drink. I will scatter them also among the children of the heathen, who neither they nor their fathers have known. And I will send a sword after them till I have consumed them. And thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider ye, and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send their cunning women, and they may come. And let them make haste, and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run down with tears, and our eyelids gush out with water. For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confounded, because we have forsaken the land, because our dwellings have cast us out. And yet, hear the word of the Lord, O ye women. And let your ear receive the word of the mouth, and teach your daughters wailing, and every one of her neighbors lamentation. For death is come up into the windows, and is entered into our palaces to cut off the children without from without and the young men from the streets. Speak, thus saith the Lord, even the carcasses of men shall fall as dung upon the open field, and as the handful after the harvestmen, and none shall gather them. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understands and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which executes loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will punish all of them which are circumcised and the uncircumcised, Egypt and Judah and Edom and the children of Ammon and Moab and all they that are in the uttermost corners that dwell in the wilderness. For all these nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in the heart. That was Jeremiah chapter 9. Let's move on over to our final reading today. We're going to read Matthew 23. Matthew 23. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and said to the disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, and therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. That all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries, and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms of the feast, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the marketplace, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that enter in to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore ye shall receive the greater condemnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold? And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whosoever sweareth by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift? And whoso therefore shall swear by the altar sweareth by it and by all things thereon. And whoso shall swear by the temple sweareth by it and by him that dwelleth therein. And he that shall swear by the heaven sweareth by the throne of God and by him that sitteth thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for ye pay tithe and mint, and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the others undone, ye blind guides, which strain a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and the platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanliness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisies and iniquities. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, because ye build the tomb of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them of the blood of the prophets. And wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? Then wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them ye shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of the righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom you slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Amen. That was our reading today for July 13th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Make sure that if you haven't done so, that you leave a comment on this video or a reaction so that I can make sure to mark that off. And so that we got our 200th day coming up here on the 19th. 200 days of reading the Bible every single day. That's a cool accomplishment. And we finished the biggest book, the largest, longest book in the entire Bible today, the book of Psalms today. We're going to read through that again. That's going to start probably in August time frame. We'll read through that again. Again, we're reading through the New Testament twice this year and the book of Psalms twice this year. So Old Testament once, except for Psalms. So just to let you know. But that said, thank you all so much for joining me. Let's open our day with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you so much for this word. Nourish us with it and grow us, Lord, and help us, Lord, to honor you, Lord, today as a result of it. Lord, we love you. And I commend my brothers and sisters to you now in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Bye, everybody.